From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, Harris Stowe State University President DeJuan Womack. He's moving to another historically black college and says a lack of state funding is a challenge for HBCUs in Missouri.
The state of Missouri has to become very serious about investing into the two public HBCUs that are here. Harris Stowe and Lincoln play a significant role.
St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson speaks to Womack about his 5 years at Harris Stowe. First, the news. A former FBI agent who helped the St. Louis prosecutor with the case against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is facing 7 felony charges for how he handled the investigation. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports on the grand jury's indictment.
William Tisby faces 6 perjury charges for a variety of lies he allegedly told during a March 2018 deposition. He's also accused of evidence tampering for keeping several documents from the governor's attorneys, which impacted their ability to defend him. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner said she hired Tisby after the St. Louis police declined to investigate the case, an accusation the department denies. Greitens was accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the permission of the woman with whom he was having an affair. Tisby's conduct during the investigation contributed to Gardner's decision to drop the single charge against Greitens. Gerard Carmody, who is the special prosecutor on the case, did not immediately return a request for comment. Neither did Gardner's office or an attorney for Tisby. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
A state court judge has ordered Missouri to restore Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood's affiliates in St. Louis. The judge ruled that the legislature's spending bill last year for the Medicaid program violated the state constitution by barring payments to abortion providers and their affiliates. He said the bill ran afoul of the constitution's requirement that appropriations bills cannot refer to other laws when fixing their amount. Attorney Charles Hatfield represents Planned Parenthood.
This isn't really an abortion issue. This is really a how does the legislature supposed to do business issue.
The state said it was considering an appeal. An identical case brought by Planned Parenthood is pending in Kansas City. 12 farms in the St. Louis region are receiving a public relations boost. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment is promoting them for its Known and Grown campaign. It's an effort to raise awareness of environmentally responsible farms within 150 miles of St. Louis. Coalition Food and Farm Director Melissa Vatterott says a farm needs to be more than local to join the campaign.
We are not allowing synthetic chemicals to be used, and farmers need to be using at least 2 conservation agriculture practices, which indicates that they're committed to soil health and water quality.
The campaign also requires livestock farms to use rotational grazing, making sure animals are not always grazing in the same area of pasture. When DeJuan Womack became president of Harris Stowe State University in 2014, he was just 37 and among the youngest university presidents in the nation. 5 years later, he's moving to another historically black institution, Claflin University in South Carolina. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson spoke with Womack about his time at Harris Stowe.
Outstanding students, amazing faculty, staff, and alumni. So there's a variety of things that I'm excited about. But if I were to say just the holistic development of our students, coming to Harris Stowe one way, transforming and leaving as global leaders. That's what I'm most excited about. But I think other than that is how we've been able to assemble an amazing team and cultivate meaningful relationships in a greater St. Louis community and have a significant impact on the economic development that's happening in the St. Louis region.
You've been there for 5 years, right?
5 years.
Why do you feel like now is the time to move on to Claflin University?
In this line of work, there's never the right time, right? So it was a hard decision. And, you know, my family and I prayed about it and really did some soul searching. And this is where God has us to go during this season. And so it was, I wasn't job searching, wasn't looking, wasn't in the market. But this opportunity came. And sometimes when God knocks on that door, you have to be obedient to what he has next for you.
Being a young president of a university, I'm pretty sure you have encountered so many challenges. What were some of those?
I look at every challenge as an opportunity, but if I had to outline some, it's, you know, in this society, as you know, isms are real everywhere. So when I say isms, I mean racism, sexism, ageism, all of those isms. And so there's sometimes folks with an ideology that thinks that because of a certain age that you may not have some knowledge or skill set, but it's easy to overcome once you allow your core competencies and your ability to speak for itself. And so overcoming that early in my career, that has not, like I said, after 6 months, I think folks learned very fast that wasn't part of the conversation or the narrative anymore. And so we would work together to continue to build the legacy that we've built thus far at Harrisville State University.
So what do you think are some of the challenges that still present itself to historical Black colleges and universities like Harris Stowe and Lincoln University in Jefferson City?
HBCUs have historically been a leader in this country of producing African-American graduates and continues to be. I think very specifically to the two HBCUs here in the state of Missouri, I think it's the state of Missouri has to become very serious about investing into the two public HBCUs that are here. Harris Stowe and Lincoln play a significant role. Harris Stowe has been around 162 years of educating its greater St. Louis region in the state of Missouri, and Lincoln has been a leader as well. But with only two HBCUs in the state, with less than 5% of the state appropriations going to those HBCUs, that's a problem. And so the investment into those HBCUs to ensure that not they're just successful today and tomorrow, but for the next 100 years and making an impact in the St. Louis region and throughout the state of Missouri.
So your last day is July the 31st?
Yes, ma'am. That's my last day.
And what's next for Harris Stowe?
We're about to open up a new campus, and you're the first to hear that, in North St. Louis. I won't disclose where. We're also in the process of building a new 250-plus bed residence hall. We'll break ground this summer. We're about to open up a student union, do construction on a student union, and renovation of our library. So Harris Stowe's on a great trajectory. I'm confident the team that is there will continue to propel this institution to be one of the leaders, not just one of the best HBCUs in this region, but it will happen to be one of the best small liberal arts-focused institutions with a concentration in STEM and business as well.
Do you feel like you left anything on the table?
No, I have not one regret, not one feeling like I wish I would have done something different. No, we gave it our all, and I'm proud to see the success that we've had, and I can't wait to see what Harris Stowe continues to do in the future. It's a great institution. As I stated before, it's been in this region a long time, and this region needs that institution for this region to continue to be successful.
That was outgoing Harris Stowe State University President DeJuan Warmack speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson. Our Maria Altman edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.